Guardian Podcasts are partnered with audible.co.uk. For a free download, be sure to check out guardian.co.uk/audible, where Guardian listeners can choose any audiobook for free. See the page for more details.
As part of the Guardian Sounds of Europe series, supported by Eurostar, we've managed to get Six Music's Giles Peterson, a DJ with some of the most widely travelled record boxes on the planet, to tell us his favourite tracks from the other side of the channel. This week, Giles takes us through his picks from France.
A brief history of French music in three tracks with me, Giles Peterson, and some music from one of the great chanteurs of France, Claude Nougaro, up there with Serge Gainsbourg and Georges Brassens, of course.
Regarde là ma ville, elle s'appelle Bidon, 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 Bidonville, vivre là-dedans c'est coton. Les filles qui ont la peau douce la vendent pour manger.
Claude Nougaro, on this occasion, he went to Brazil in 1966. And at the same time that people like Cannibal Adderley were going to Brazil and bringing the bossa nova back to the States, he was bringing the kind of singer-songwriter side of Brazil back to France, and he did his version of the standard berimbau, and he called it Bidonville.
Donne-moi ta main, camarade. Toi qui viens d'un pays où les hommes sont beaux, donne-moi ta main, camarade. J'ai cinq doigts moi aussi. On peut se croire égaux.
There's always been a big love, I think, in France for anything slightly tropical. So I find that when you're in Paris or other towns in France, as a DJ, people are a little bit more in tune with music from around the world. They're more comfortable with it, much more so than in the UK, I feel. So, you know, educationally, I think that people are more, I don't know, they've had more Brazilian music played at them through the TV, through the radio from their youth, and African music as well. So this kind of connection between, as a DJ as well, going to France, you can always find great second-hand Brazilian records, world music records, Arabic records. There's shops everywhere. Every town, you'll find some little nuggets and things like the Claude Nougaro doing berimbau and doing it his French way, Bidonville. And a really good track to slip in early in a set as well. It always surprises people that they hear a sort of French version of this Brazilian classic. I'm going to play you a track now, which is from a group called D.O.P., and they're a three-piece DJ collective, or DJ singer producer collective out of Paris. They're signed to Circus Company, which is a really exciting record label that brought us groups like Nose, gave us Nicolas Jarre, very much part of the sort of new wave of French electronic music. And D.O.P., what I love about them is that they're kind of quite mental and decadent as DJs, because usually in the past when I've met French DJs, apart from Laurent Garnier, who's a bit mad, most French DJs I find are quite sort of, they take it quite seriously, and they wear nice suits, and they sort of they follow the sort of stereotypical French sort of vibe, I suppose, as DJs. But when I first met D.O.P., I suddenly met guys who were more mad than the Happy Mondays at their peak. And so I'd invite them to my festivals and my events, and they would certainly take anybody on and beyond. So, and musically, they have gone from strength to strength. They're doing really well in Germany, and they're travelling all around the world. And they're really becoming a sort of new wave. I mean, thankfully, it's not just Guetta, which is getting the props, or Bob Sinclair that are getting the props for France. You know, on the other side of the Daft Punks and the Airs, you've got a new generation of really exciting, edgy DJs and producers. D.O.P. at the very front of that, top of that. They've been making lots of different productions for different people. This is a track I'm going to play you from their last album, which was called Greatest Hits, and that's their humour, right? And this is a track they did called New York on it, and I really recommend that you go and see D.O.P. live whenever you can.
New York, New York,
Okay, I'm going to play you a Surefire Floor Filler absolute monster club track. And yes, I do play techno records sometimes. And what I tend to do, actually, when I do my sets is I sort of tend to sort of build it quite slowly or sort of to a point, depending on how long the set is, of course. But I tend to sort of... I was in Turin recently and I'd start off with some old funk and some sort of Colombian, some cumbia stuff, a bit of world music, and then gently take it up. And by the end, I'm just playing bangers. I might as well be Carl Cox. That's how generally I sort of play my sets. And Laurent Garnier has come through with a Surefire floor filler. Any DJ can get on this one and they'll love it and get a massive response. And Laurent Garnier is the king of all this. Of course, Laurent Garnier spent a lot of his early days learning his craft and getting his reputation by being part of the whole Manchester Hacienda scene and kind of bringing the whole rave movement to France and being its ambassador. And he's gone on to become, I think, my favourite DJ anywhere in the world because he manages to go right across the board, not be completely controlled by the mix. He can be just such a fantastic, flexible DJ who can do these marathon 12-hour sets. And he never disappoints me with his music. I mean, recently he's been doing more sort of arty, sort of downbeat stuff, which is pretty good for listening, but a bit disappointing if you've been listening to him in a DJ set for the last few hours. But this new single is not going to let you down at all. It's Laurent Garnier. It's called Jack in the Box.
Guardian Podcasts are partnered with audible.co.uk. For a free download, be sure to check out guardian.co.uk/audible, where Guardian listeners can choose any audiobook for free. See the page for more details.